Okay, good evening, everybody. As I just noted right before, we are really getting close to Rosh Hashanah. It's time of year we should, obviously, I don't know, just to share, I do Shari Tshuva. I try to finish it, Bli Nedar, every year. It's repentance. I start a little bit, even drop before El by Shiva Sabbath Thomas. I try to finish it every year. And like part of Shari Tshuva, of course, is to influence us to do tshuva. It's the second shar, the second gates of the book of Gates of Repentance. Then there's details how to return to Hashem. There's also the idea of, part of it is to do good, to do positive things. So obviously, Torah and Chesed are two big components of that. But really, as I just noted, next week we're going to focus on Rosh Hashanah. But right now, our focus has to be, if we would have an earthly, a human court case where all of our assets, health, spiritual success, children would be decided upon, we would do, and we have it in our ability to tip the scales in our favor, we would be running to do anything possible. So I just want to reiterate, things we do the next couple weeks are worth more, right? We really should be singly focused for the next 3+ weeks on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, obviously Sukkot in itself, but specifically right now, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, for the opportunity to Kiddush Hashem and to positively influence ourselves and the Jewish people. So what we're doing so is super important on that. And tonight we're going to discuss about Bo Yavar Ian HaChesed, acts of kindness that we do with the dead. We do with the dead, with dead people, eulogizing them, attending their funerals, if you're part of the Chevra Kedisha, preparing them for the final journey, and Nicham Avelim, which is comforting the mourners, is actually called Chesed Shalom, it's true Chesed, because the dead can't pay you back. Hineg Inyan Kvuras Mesim, burying the dead. Milvad she mitzvahs asa deraisa. It is a positive mitzvah deraisa. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I believe in this year, if not a different place, but I believe in this year, how whenever I would be asked to go to the hospital or to a hospice or anywhere, I would always say yes to do the visa. First of all, that's an important thing, but more profoundly, to make sure that the person who I would not know necessarily would not be cremated, God forbid, which is a terrible, terrible tragedy and really big spiritual negative. And to make sure they be buried properly, halacha. Burying the dead, God forbid to be cremated, is like totally against the Torah on many levels. But to be buried the dead is actually a positive mitzvah. The Torah says, ki kavur tikvareinu, you should bury your dead. Gamu Gemilas Chasadim, it's a tremendous act of kindness, and even better than that, it's called, as I just pointed out, a chesed of emes, a chesed, an act of kindness, a true act of kindness. A true act of kindness is, like, listen, part of my job is, fundraising. I have a lot of different hats this week. I've been wearing a lot of different components. I have to deal with boards and with federations, and with politicians, and with communal leaders, rabbanim, hundreds of parents, hundreds of students, right? In Kemach and Torah. And I noticed, I'm sure nothing to be surprised to you, if you have like a wedding of a very prominent, wealthy person, there's a lot of people who go there because at some level, they're trying to curry favor of that person. Now, they may not need to raise money. They may just want to be in that person, and a person who's very simple and poor and unknown, not necessarily live in the same city, same time, same place, have nearly as much people. So when you go to that wedding for whatever, Mr. Rothschild, so you have in mind Rothschild's money, that he's a powerful person, he's a popular person, he's a wealthy person, maybe he'll help you in life. Whatever it is, human nature is that way. And even a big rabbi, maybe he'll give you a bracha, maybe you'll see him, It is, you're looking at some level. It's very hard to be totally 100% altruistic, because at some level we always look, is there a benefit for me? Do I get any benefit from it? And when you do, when you're burying the dead, they can never repay you. So that's called chesed shel emes. Shein mitzapet l'tashlum gemurah. We're not expecting a dead person to pay us back. V'chein hotza'asa l'kvura, when you carry the dead person to his final journey. U'nisias mitaso, when you travel with him, you carry his casket. Also, if you escort him. Now, in America, typically the only levaya is in two places. If you're in a chapel or occasionally, if it's a very big rabbi in a shul or yeshiva where they're doing the hasbeit and there the eulogizing is there, and then you walk the person out of the synagogue to the car and you escort the car until it gets to a major street or highway. That's one time you get to do levaya escorting the dead. The other time is obviously at the cemetery. When the dead person gets there, you escort the dead person to the plot. The spedo, the eulogizing, ushartzer chemes, and anything a dead person needs, kulam, all of these things is kvidas chasam the mace of him. I just want to just stress just for a moment. This is, a lot of people hear this, a lot more than are on live. But, you know, I've been involved with many, I can't even tell you how many times, people who have relatives that are non-observant, or some totally non-observant, and you, even if you're not fully observant, but you're the observant, you're the rabbi of the house, and you know better, and you have that knowledge, and people are reluctant very often, and I understand where it comes from. You know, they themselves have like a kind of like negotiated unofficial truce with relatives. You don't push me to eat non-kosher or to do things or to come to parties I'm uncomfortable with, and I won't push you. It's like, it's almost like assumed. And I'm saying that's never articulated, by the way. Not in normal families, but even so, you know, I always say, if you have family members that are totally unobservant or unobservant, you should pray for them. That's for sure. You should think about them. You should, but more than that, you should try to help them. You should, if you saw a family member committing suicide, you would try to stop them. You would figure that away. You would think, how can I help them? If you see them ODing on drugs, if you're watching them investing in a Ponzi scheme, you're not going to sit on the sidelines and do that. So in general, if a person has relatives, you know, that are going down the spiritual drain, you should think of ways to help them. But for our purposes right now, if a person has a mishpacha, relative, a friend, a neighbor, who's a Yid, who's a Jew, who you have any level of influence on, who is going to be cremated, you should think how you can help them. No difference. They're going to be destroying their... I don't want to get there. It's terrible spiritual reality, right? And sometimes, or very often, it's lack of knowledge. They don't know how serious a sin it is to be cremated. They just don't know. And so this is financial. You can help. You can find out there are resources in the community very often to help these people. So if you have a relative, you know, or a neighbor, or a colleague, or a friend, or a coworker, and you hear they're going to be cremated, and the last name is Cohen or Feinstein or Levy or Golovsky, whatever it may be, and they're Jewish, and you can influence them, your person's a tremendous chesed. Don't be a bystander. There's a guy jumps off a bridge and kills himself, and you know better. You're empowered. And people think they're being nice because they don't want to upset them. You're being nice? You're being cruel if you don't say anything to them. That's not nice. You know, I just mentioned before that people who do acts of kindness, and largely they mean well. They're doing good things. Doesn't take it away. But at some level, they think about themselves. What's, you know, or, you know, they want to be at the scene, they want to be at the party of the century, they want to have this guy like them, this person. You know, we do the same thing in life. We don't want to do kiruv or stop someone from cremating because what do they think about me? What about thinking about them? They're killing themselves. See if you can help them. So that they cremated? Do whatever you can to stop that. That's awful. I believe they used to have it on Machai. Years ago, I brought in Rabbi Daron Kornbluth to lecture about how bad it is cremation. I literally went from it with him. I brought him into the GCC in San Francisco, in Palo Alto, and then we had somewhere in one of the places in San Jose. And it was public, simply to raise awareness. And I would have wanted more people, but the truth is, one of the positives, we had a huge article in the J News just to bring up awareness about how serious this cremation is. If you can't convince them, at least try to inform them. Help them. There's resources even online. Just send them a link if you can't do anything else. Okay. All these things. Kulam. Bechlal gemilas chasadim lemeisim. You are giving, doing acts of kindness to the dead. Umefurish in yanam b'terah b'parshas chai sara. And the Torah is explicit by chai sara, the burial of Sarah. And parshas v'yachir, which is the burial of Jacob Yaakov. Look how great this thing is. Sha'amu Chazal, the sages say, the Talmud, Meis Ba'ir, if a dead person's in the city, Kol B'nei Ha'ir Asurim B'locha. Everybody in the city cannot work until that person is buried. Now, hold on any questions, because this is actually Gemara Moed Katan. Avshish Lo Kroivim, even if this person has relatives who can bury them, the entire city is responsible for burying this person. And even though Iker Chiv Mutal Akrovim, nevertheless, the whole city has to be involved. Lefich Asur Malacha, therefore, the entire city is banned from working. Kedei Shishtal Kol B'nei Ha'ir LaHach HaTzarchei Kvura. Unless there is, in brackets, there is a Chevra Kedisha. If there is a Chevra, which means it's a holy assembly, a Chevra Kedisha, of course, it can be multiple things. But typically today, it's people who are dedicated and devoted to bury the dead. Now, most chavakishim we call today are those that are doing the tahara and helping with the family up to that point. Funeral homes take a large part of this as well, but obviously the tahara is by religious Jews, Baruch Hashem. People in the Bay Area have a good kind of kedusha, and my days, I'm sure I managed to sell the space in Amachad. The stuff is there, and many people remember. So I don't know if I haven't asked. I heard of Menashe Tabal, it's not well, sure, for Shlomo. You'll tell me how we thought about him. Menashe was always very, very active, as was Mrs. Bergman and many, many others. It was a void of love. So the Chavim Kedisha, they are the representatives of the city, of the area. Via Filuwa Mameis Lo Karvetani, even if this dead person never learned Torah, was just a ignoramus, an am haaretz. Even so, which means he'll kind of miss the boat a little bit. Even so, we're not talking about today, by the way, where people love who didn't have opportunities. But those days of opportunities, you didn't do it. You were too involved in this world. Everyone in the city, if there's no chevra kedisha, has to stop and go to the funeral. Of a mitalmud Torah study, you don't stop. Until the point of the levaya, b'shash and matzinos of the kvuro, tzarech levato metalmud Torah. You have to stop all the yeshivas, stop everything, and everyone has to escort the dead. Even if there are lots of people going to this funeral, it's all from the Gemara, up until 600,000 Jews, like the encampment in the desert, the tzilas haTorah, the high b'shash shemesa adam shatorah shuv misbathavenu. So it has to be like the giving of the Torah. 600,000 people should go. Kedisa b'Gemara, the Talmud says that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli is, when you learn the Mishnah, it's the Rabbi Yehuda, the great student who the Talmud says was Reish Kol Medavrin, the first to speak of the Sanhedrin, one of the five great students of Rabbi Akiva. This great Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli would stop Torah to bury the dead. Who this is talking about? Somebody who leman bekarei v'tani. So the kol shekain, All right, but a person who did not say at all, a person who did not study at all, you need to make sure there's a minion at the. So if you have a Torah scholar, everyone has to go out, even if you have to stop Torah study. But if he's not a Torah scholar, I mean, Torah scholars mean a big Talmud Chacham, I mean someone who basic learned, person learns a Chumash, learned a Gemara. That person, you have to stop your Torah study to go out to. If not, person didn't learn a little Chumash, learn a Gemara. So, you know, obviously the more a person would learn, the more obligation there is to honor him in their death, and the more of a loss it is. But every Yid, every single Jew should have a minyan to say Kaddish and the Birchas Avedim. And if they don't have that, it's called a Meis Mitzvah. A Meis Mitzvah means everyone should try to make, that's the first priority of a Jew. You know, I've seen many times in the East Coast, and it's happened in the West Coast, but in like San Jose, if you're going to get people to come to the Levaya, get people to come to the Levaya, it's usually you call Orthodox Jews to come, whatever it is. I remember a few times at burials, and I yanked people to come to these burials that no one knew. I have one burial, I'll never forget this burial, I'm not going to discuss it right now. Thinking of like Menashe Taban, like he was plotzing, you know, it was so far off, his family, and Alex Sadrovsky, I remember was at that funeral, I remember also at both. I remember Alex for sure, and Menashe were there, because they were sitting not too far from me, and I ran it, but it was totally, mostly Goyim, mostly non-Jews, totally secular in many other ways, and I ran it the right way, but there were four of some of the things were other family members. But we bury the Jew, you know, according to Lacha, and they make sure to have 10 minyan to say Kaddish, etc. Chavetz Chaim says Utmihani. He says flabbergasted. Certain pieces, they're not careful about this. Now, I just wanted to say one thing. Chavetz Chaim is very machmer. He's following the language more. Today, the general minhag is not exactly, which I'll comment on it in a minute, but the Chavetz Chaim is coming from the pure Gemara and pure Shulchan Aruch of what should happen. And even if there are potential leniencies, one should take it very seriously to the extent there's a funeral, if you know the person, or it's a communal person, how important it is to be involved in that burial. Chavetz Chaim says, I don't understand. There are places that are not careful about this. Should take it because she mekanim ma'amitz levai. You know, they'll score the person just a little bit. Chol zrei kolach levai, so everyone just goes home. Ve'hoylech hameis levai so'olamo. Like three, four people will go with a donkey or a horse or a wagon or a car to the cemetery. Gal mebeis echidim. They can't say kaddish. They can't do berachas aveilim. Ha'levavadai. He said, first of all, it's for sure Muto al kol anshe ha'ir. Everyone has to make sure. Little ashem minyan be'levasa. Ashem minyan levai till the burial. If avshlufam who tircharab, sometimes the cemeteries in, you know, Half Moon Bay, it's far away, you know, or Oakland, wherever it may be, or in the middle of nowhere, and levas she minyan be'levasa at achra kfura. Yeah, it's tircharab to make sure there's a minyan there, right? Even if it's far away, it's actually a zelafir goral. And let's say it's far, really far, it's an hour and a half, 2 hours away. So take a lottery and make a decision. Who should go to this? Even if you know the person, lokari v'tani, never learned Torah, never said a little psukim of Torah, never learned Gemara ever. Kol shekem yamei, certainly, this is the language of the Ramah, that every Jew knows something. I wish it was today. In Ramah's time, he said, every Jew knew a little mikra mishnah. So imagine how far we are. Every Jew. The time of the Talmud, the reason it didn't happen is because many people had to go out. It was an agricultural society. Probably 90-something% of the society was agricultural. And people worked from very young ages. And there were many kids who just didn't have the opportunity to learn. Obviously, in the time of the Talmud, there were the top 10% blow away our reality. They were way the greatest person today would be pale in comparison to even like tier three then. They were way ahead of us, but there were also mass amounts of ignorant people. Time of the Rama, the average Jew in the 16th century in Poland, no, everyone learned Torah. Everyone, maybe some were Talmid Chachamim, some were a little more, some were less. It was part of the culture. It was part of the essence of the Ashkenazi world in those days. Yid learned Torah, and observance was sky high. You know, no one publicly desecrated the Sabbath. No Jewish kid was going to Gentile schools. It didn't exist, right? So everyone knew, learned Torah. Today, we have so many Jews who know nothing. Zelch, Zippo, right? They don't know Aleph. Really, they don't know Beis. That's why we have the obligation to teach as much as we can. In the Adam Yisrael Sheila Yediv and Mikravishna, Shurama says, but value yourself in the Hadar. So therefore, if someone has it, of course you should push yourself to the funeral. Even if there's a chaver kaddish at Tamid, Lios Zriza v'davar shliyavol asoif, he should never be because of government rules that lidi halanas hamis. Halanas hamis means you don't bury the person right away for no good reason. Kiatzar gadol hamis. It is tremendously spiritual. It's very important to bury the dead ASAP. Because the body and the soul is in pain until the body is buried. When somebody passes away after 120 years, till their body is buried, the soul is in tremendous pain. If a prat, and we know the Torah is actually a negative prohibition to delay burial. Unless it's a reason I'll be din family to be buried at the ceremony, buried there to travel to Israel, right? To be traveled to a family plot. There are some rare legitimate reasons why a dead person would be delay the funeral, but in general we do not delay. For reino pam rabos may is a sibo kala nikla, right? Because of some silly reason or because of laziness or lack of standard of care, the funeral gets delayed, and again you're hurting the dead, you're hurting the nifter. You're hurting them. It's painful. That's not a joke. It's painful. So today, by the way, just very briefly, again, I don't want to get to pure halacha over here, but any funeral of a person you know. Again, one of some of the leniencies today, it's you're obligated to people of your neighborhood. So you don't, if you're in San Jose, you don't feel someone in Palo Alto's funeral, let's say, or in San Francisco's funeral, but if someone's in San Jose, let's say, you should really be mishtal, try to make it to the funeral. And if you can, happens to be in California, most of them are graveside anyways. They're not usually somewhere else and they travel, because the graveside as is somewhat farther. You should be there the whole time. Potential leniency is that we're in big cities today, we have way more obligations, much farther. If you don't see the dead person when the Leviathan is going on, you're obligated to go with them. Without looking for major leniencies, it's a tremendous chesed, act of kindness for the person you daven and shul with or grew up with to be at their funeral, to do that final act of chesed, to escort them on their final journey. And not only is it an act of kindness to the deceased, it's a chizek, it helps the family. Like, I have a wedding Monday night, I just mentioned, I have so many things to do, and but I know for a fact that this person will be very, very happy if I'm there, and hurt if I'm not there. So, of course, I'm going to go to the wedding, the person will be hurt, and be very happy if I'm there, so that makes it, I gotta go. It's a big schlep for me right now for various reasons. Family, when you're at their funeral, it's chizik for them. It's very, 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 painful time. Even if a person passed away at an old, ripe age. And when they see people, they see friends, It's just their family. And, and for the dead person, they're scoring. So you want to know, is there sometimes you can't go to work? Yeah, of course that exists. But if you could go, you should realize that anything involved is a big mitzvah. And even if it's an inconvenience, and even if it's a challenge, a person should try their very best to push themselves to go. Certainly, if the person learned it, and even more so, as importantly, if it's not a minyan, right? If it's not a minyan to make machmonas, that person should have a minyan at their funeral. I will say, you know, this is more germane for more secular funerals. I have been involved in very charedi, ultra orthodox, even obviously my own, some of my own relatives like that. But I've also been involved in more secular or even totally secular burials. And what's amazing is, or sadly amazing, or amazingly sad, I should say, is that, you know, in certain worlds, they'll have to let the Gentile workers do all the burying. They'll take a tractor and push all the dirt on, or you do like a few scoops, you know, to be ceremonial. Really, the whole burial should be done by Jews. And the whole burial should, you should push yourself to it. Like, I've had funerals over the years of not people not observant, and I knew that, which I one I just did here, where I got the whole thing covered, but they were more traditional non-observant. But very often I had to cover the coffin. I made sure the minion I brought covered the coffin, did the whole ceremony, finished the ceremony, and then afterwards I made sure that we stayed behind and covered all the way up to the top. But this is your help. This is tremendous chesed. It's real chesed shel emes. And ashreichem, praise the person that could be part of it. Right? You're helping a person on their final journey when they can't help themselves. And like we help other people, Hashem helps us. On the note, by the way, of helping people, it says after the davar is hesped. We're talking about eulogizing. Shezehu gam ken b'chal chesed. When you eulogize the dead, it's a chesed. You're giving them an act of kindness. Because if people are inspired, it's a merit for the dead. If people are inspired by the person's life, it's a merit. Now it's make the family give them a lot of consolation. When a life was fruitful, people feel that this person lives a good life. So when you eulogize, you give form to that. You're giving them honor in their death. Mitzvah gedela. It's just mitzvah lahas v'lameis karoi. To properly eulogize a person. Mitzvah sashyam koilo alav. And actually, the Talmud says, brought in the Shulchan Aruch, according to Jewish law, that when you eulogize, you do a hesped, you should raise your voice and do it in a certain way that causes people to do tshuva, to be shabbos to leave. Lukila or Becha, people should cry, they should be cognizant of the loss at the funeral. Ki mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment to cry for a good person, for a kosher person. You should recognize the loss. But how sad would it be? I'm just going to pick an easy case of that. How sad would it be at the Chafetz Chaim's funeral, learning his work right now, Chafetz Chaim, learning the Chafetz Chaim, this tremendous tzaddik, pious person, this person who we're studying his works today, you know, 90 plus years after his his yard sale is coming up in a couple of weeks, right? How sad would it be if you're at his funeral and like people are stoic and lethargic, and the Chafetz Chaim lived a good life and people just nod their head and people aren't crying? You know what a loss it is to the world to lose a Chafetz Chaim. You know people that you lose the tzaddik who davens for the world, a person you can ask your questions to, a person you could look at and be inspired by, a person, a leader of a generation. You're gonna sit there and be. No, you should recognize that loss. So that's easy, but every yid is a loss. Every Jew is a loss. You lose a soul. It's like the burning of Sefer Torah. Loss of potential, loss of a father or a mother or a brother or a sister or a community member. Whoa, we should recognize that loss. Don't let it leave the world without being cognizant of it. So there, if you're the people who are giving the hesped, who are eulogizing are empowered to make people recognize what we're here for. What we lost today, that they're supposed to point out. Kfar Amr Chazal called Boicha Adam Kasher Shemes. It's actually a remarkable language of the sages of the Talmud. You're Boicha Kavras, at some level, you have tremendous forgiveness for sins. Because you're crying, instead of crying over stupidity, you're crying over a loss to the world, a loss of Torah, a loss of soul to the world. It's not only forgive for the sins. Oidam will call Murid Masal Adam Kasher, person who cries for a good person, Elchayid, a Kasher person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soifran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes these tears and puts it in the base Gnoizav. If Inyan calls Zehu Murid Aboicha, if you cry for a person who's kosher, a kosher, a good person, and you lament what his service of Hashem is lost in this world, her service of Hashem. Every tear, when a person davens or is kind or is charitable, as a father, as a mother, as a child, right, as a community member, and they're lost, you know, they're lost. You cry, there's something to cry about. Ms. Atzab Espedo, Shalchacham, Yesh Lo Oynesh, a person who's lazy, not involved in burying the dead, is a punishment of Hashem. Kmo She'amru Chazal, as the sages tell us, She'enu Marach Yamim, V'roi L'Kar B'Chayav, you get up there. Actually, now, it's a special, it says that anyone down for Shoshana Yom Kippur, for Amr, you better be proper. Okay, because if you're not a good shliach tzibur, you're stealing everyone's bracha. And who's davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? You better be the right person up there, because you're damaging everyone in the room. Everyone needs bracha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Everyone needs blessing. You get up there, you're not a proper person, you're stealing. You're hurting the whole people. Well, if you get up there and eulogize, and people need to be inspired to recognize that, and instead of that, you talk about stupidity, you talk about basketball and baseball and parties, who knows what, or you're lazy, you just say, okay, he lived a life, and people walk out of that funeral uninspired, and you were supposed to inspire, it's a serious punishment. Just like I know Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if you daven, you're not the right person, serious punishment. Which means, it means you took a leadership role, and didn't do a good job, you're liable for that. You stole from people. You're culpable for not caring enough to help the people get to where they're supposed to be, or taking a job you weren't right for, wasn't proper. Last part is, we're talking about the consoling the mourners. She calls that if you console a mourner, the family, husband or wife, father, son, God forbid, husband, daughters, sisters, brothers, the mourners who are sitting Shiva, it's an act of kindness. And he says, I saw it even in Pirkei Eliezer, which of course is a brisa, Shenicham Avelim is an act of kindness. Gam Rumas Ikara B'Torah, B'meh Shekasav Achraya El Hashem Lokecham Teleichu. The Torah says, you go on the ways of Hashem. Which we saw earlier, Hashem's conference, we should comfort. We find it many times in the Torah by Yaakov, they comforted by David. It's also Bahaftalik Kamocha, to love your neighbor as yourself. Hanukol Devar, which is after the Kamocha, anything you want others to do to you, you should do for them. Right? If a person has worries or is broken or is hurt, they want people to comfort them. They want people to help them, to be there for them, to stand by their side. It's just vice versa. We should look to do that to other people. Kentasa isam gam at lachicha, your brothers and sisters, you should be there. Okay, you should zayr baze im ir is evil rachmalat son. If someone is son, if certainly he has in brackets, if the person's poor, poor can mean poor in money, poor in friends, not liked so much, not well known, in the outskirts. Matsu she'ena ish pasech dalto, right? And therefore, people are going, don't pay shiva call, especially in a big city with lots of things. And this guy, nobody knows. You know, it's not necessarily on the radar. In a small, one of the pluses of being a small shul, a small town, is everyone sees and everyone's connected, everyone's important. In a big city, lots of people, lots of folks, it's easier potentially that, you know, there's thousands of families, whatever it is. You know, someone could potentially not have friends and not be noticed. It's tragic, but it could happen. Obviously, by the way, even in big cities or smaller shuls, or if a person makes an effort, they can find everyone can find a place. But for whatever reason, this person is dysfunctional or never found his bearings or her bearings, or they're very poor, they were embarrassed, they had no friends. It's way bigger mitzvah pei nichum avel to these people. By the way, it's in the Shalach Manas. Anything else, you help, you give a yid life. You give a Jew a feeling of worth and value. What a chesed. So this poor person without any friends, no one even comes to be Menachem Avol. And the opposite, this person needs it the most. Needs it the most. Because it says, "Hoing days of Reim Rabbim, the Dam Rebbe part," right? He says, "You know, he person made a friend." Dal Reim Rabbim part. The pasuk says, but really, he says, "Like this, the Eitz LaHashem is Baruch. Hashem is closer to these people. These people are Nebuch, so to speak, right?" Every Jew is really not a Nebuch, but what's viewed as a Nebuch, as tragic or a nerdy or whatever, or out of touch, out of the box, there's no friends, no her, no she has no friends. A broken person, Hashem is close to the broken people. We say in Shema and Asher every day, Karav Hashem l'nishbel, Hashem is close to those broken-hearted people. And therefore, when you go specifically to visit this person, the reward's great. That's a true act of kindness. You're not getting anything out of it. It has to look like a wreck or smelly, who knows? But you're going to comfort a person, a neshama, a soul. And the yesod, the foundation of comforting those who are mourning is to see Hamakim Menachem. I was saying it's the kilach of tzaro, is to console them, to help them recognize, to help them, you know, heal to an extent, and even just being there for a person that itself is strengthens them. Even if you don't say anything, if they see a good friend or a neighbor or a shulmate, a fellow congregant with them, v'im shibaz in the minhag is to say hamakim nachem when you leave in plural. Technically can do it just that, but he says nevertheless it's even better to talk to a person, to appease them, to give them advice, as he discussed earlier and as I'll discuss later on some other details. That finishes all this. Next time in this sefer is about going to weddings and helping Chasid and Kala rejoice. Actually, this is a pretty long parak. Semi-long, maybe for sure one or two times. But as I mentioned, we're going to take a pause for a little bit and swing back because this is super important and it gives new perspectives on everything, whether it's a wedding or a funeral, we should have more, you know. But right now, coming forward, we have to know, 2 weeks, a little bit longer than 2 weeks, in Rosh Hashanah. This year, Rosh Hashanah, the first day is on Shabbos, so we're going to have the shofar to wake us up. So we have to even more so ready. Obviously, the opportunity of Shabbos is very great. But, you know, going forward, the next couple of weeks, we're going to focus on Rosh Hashanah because, ready or not, Rosh Hashanah is coming, and we should be zeicha to be ready for Rosh Hashanah. And that's us have all of us should, and all the Jewish people, we should always zeicha to have exceeding simat tova. And so we'll pick up next week to be zeicha Rosh Hashanah.